Revenge of the Billionaire Girl. Chapter 31. Sophia Lawson is in big trouble. The receptionist shook her head and said, "Sorry, I'm just a receptionist. Nobody tells me about the in-house affairs." It was true though. It was the first time that Paul had seen Drake get the cold shoulder. Generally, if somebody knew Drake was here, they would show up immediately, and even do their utmost to take care of him. Martha also noticed this. She came to them and said, "Hello. Mr. Riley and Mr. Parker." Drake and Paul looked at her weirdly. They didn't seem to know Martha at all. Then Martha realized that she hadn't introduced herself. "Mr. Riley, Mr. Parker, I'm Martha Mikado, the sales manager of this company. Could we talk now?" Paul threw a look at Drake. "Sure," said Drake. The receptionist felt confused, but Martha had eye contact with her before she left as if to warn her, "If you tell the boss about it, you will be fired." The receptionist was in a quandary. Although it was none of her business, the head of the company was Sophia instead of Martha. After thinking it twice, she decided to give a phone call to the office of the president. The three came to a cafe nearby. Martha knew that she would never meet such a man but for this chance. She had been married and had a child, but she was still attracted to Drake. Certainly, she had self-knowledge that Drake would naturally not fall in love with her. Hence, she just wanted to take Sophia down by this chance. "Mr. Riley, I know the reason why you come here and why the Summer Sky Group refuses to cooperate with the Riley Group." Drake looked impassive. No one knew what he was thinking about. He didn't speak but stay put, which meant that he was willing to listen to her. "Therefore," Martha went on, "a new president was sent here this morning. And you know her. Her name is Sophia Lawson." Paul was stunned. Gosh. It was Sophia Lawson. They never thought that the president of the Summer Sky Group was her. Everybody knew that the Summer Sky Group belonged to the Lawson family, and it was a big deal in Janesville. Travis. No, it was the Lawson family who entrusted such work to Sophia. They did value her. Martha constantly observed Drake's expression and then said smilingly, "So, I think Mr. Riley should know why our president doesn't want to cooperate with you." Paul spoke, "You mean that?" Martha raised a smile. "Let me get this straight. I have foregone my family and career for one goal, that is, I want to be the president of the Summer Sky Group. As long as Mr. Riley can help me, I will get this case done for you. It's a win-win. What do you think?" Paul stared at her incredulously. Who gave her the galls to offer to cooperate with the president of the Riley Group directly? Drake smiled charmingly, "Ms. Mikado, you are wrong. We don't need this order though." Martha was not anxious but said gently, "Sophia caused the imprisonment of your grandfather and sister. Don't you want to see revenge?" Drake got close to her all of a sudden. Such a beautiful face made Martha almost lose her breath. He was so powerful and handsome. "Martha, don't talk to me again. Or you will perish without a grave." Drake rose to his feet and turned to leave after saying so. It took Martha a long while to come back to life. She could only hold her breath. "Holy." Drake was as horrid as it was said. Paul followed behind and asked, "Mr. Riley, what should we do now?" "Go to talk to Ms. Lawson. I have said that I don't need this order. It's not a big deal for the Riley Group. But now that she is the president, tell everyone not to cooperate with her. I will make her kneel and ask for my cooperation." Paul lost his word. "God bless. Ms. Lawson, did you know whom you were screwing around with?" There was a heated discussion on the internet. As the daughter-in-law of the Riley family, Olivia Grant always did well in dealing with the family's private and public affairs. This time, she also took action on the imprisonment of her father-in-law and her daughter. Standing in front of the media, she apologized while crying, "Sophia, I know you are watching this video today. Here. I offer an apology to you, on behalf of me and the Riley family. We did do something wrong to you, but we cannot compensate. Thus, I'm willing to bow down to you 3 times as a sincere apology. Then Olivia stepped out and bowed slowly. After that, she returned to the microphone and said in tears, "I know it's not enough. I wish you can accept my apology. It was all my fault. I was the person who hurt you. Just do as you like with me. But please show some mercy to the old Riley and Aria. They have been in prison for days. It's retribution for them. Please let them out. We will do anything if you agree with it. Again, I apologize to you sincerely and solemnly. Or for the sake of the time you spent with Drake, please let them go." She gave her genuine speech in a sorrowful way. Many netizens were touched and left their bullet comments. "What a good daughter-in-law Mrs. Riley is. The best one in Janesville. Absolutely. It seems that Sophia is a bit outrageous. Though the old Riley might do something wrong before, Sophia just goes so far. It's better to make a reconciliation themselves privately. She must chase clout by antagonizing the Riley family. Maybe she still wants to get back together with Drake." It seemed that, among those people, only Sophia knew Olivia was putting on a show. She knew that Olivia had other maneuvers. Looking at her fake show, Sophia felt disgusted. But she finally made a phone call to the police station, asking for the release of the old Riley and Aria. Chapter 32: 10 million coins. Chloe learned about this and felt very angry. "Sophia, why release them? Are you being soft? Guess it's because of Drake." Sophia smiled. "Chloe, chillax. It's normal. If I'm not doing so, the online public opinion will be that I'm a heart of stone. As Olivia has apologized sincerely in person, if I insisted to keep them in jail, I would be unreasonable. It's all their fault. She's practicing moral blackmail on you." "I know, I know. Do you still remember that I once told you she would manage to earn the trust of the old Riley?" Chloe seemed to recall it and said, "Oh, I just forgot. So, you've just got a plan." "Sure, I'm waiting for this moment." Chloe was gratified. "Sophia, you have something fun to do, don't you?" "Yes, let's go to the bank." "Yes, madam." Although Chloe knew nothing about it, she just looked forward to it because what Sophia did before surprised her every time. As Sophia was about to leave, here came Mia. "Bad news, Ms. Lawson. The Riley Group just posted that if any group cooperates with us, it will be considered as the adversary against the Riley Group." Sophia felt surprised for a while and then said smilingly, "Don't worry. I will handle it later." She patted Mia on her shoulder and left. Mia was confused that she still need to deal with other things in such a critical situation. Did she feel scarcely anxious? In front of the gate of the prison. When the old Riley and Aria got out, the former was staggering while the latter had reddened her rims of ice. They had heard that the prison was not habitable for men, but they never expected that it was much dire inside. And Sophia should be to blame for this. They just suffered a lot. "Dad. Aria." Olivia walked fast to them with Emilia. "Mom." Aria rushed into Olivia, crying grievously. Olivia held her in her arms and patted her back, comforting her, "That's okay, my girl. You're saved now." After hearing her mother's words, Aria cried more sadly. Meanwhile, Olivia looked at the old Riley and said, "Dad, I'm so sorry. You suffered too much." "Don't say that. It's not your fault. As I have come out, I will show no mercy to Sophia." Just then, Olivia said awkwardly, "Dad, I'm afraid we cannot harm her." The old Riley lied into a rage, "Why not? I and Aria should have stayed in the prison for half a month but for your help." "But Drake will." Olivia always spoke in an obscure but tactful way. It did draw the old Riley's attention. He looked around and asked, "Where's Drake?" Still, Olivia looked cringed and uttered no word. The old Riley seemed to understand something with his face turning sullen. "Just tell me. What did he do during my imprisonment?" Olivia remained silent. Amelia hurried to say, "Aunt, let me do the talking. Grandpa, I didn't think that Drake would be so ridiculous as he saw Sophia. He just slept in Sophia's room one night. Then we questioned him the next morning about how could he still sleep with Sophia as you and Aria had been in prison, but he didn't think Sophia did anything wrong. What's more, he even didn't plan to save you." Olivia pretended to chide, "Why say that? Just stop." Before Amelia said something, the old Riley gestured to her and said, "She's right. If you don't tell me about this, I won't realize that I'm inferior to the woman who hurt him before." Although it had been proved that it was not Sophia's fault before, her putting them in jail was exasperating enough for the old Riley to feel hatred for her. "Dad, Drake is too naive to handle his affection." The old Riley gestured to stop her again, "Well, don't plead for him. Now that I get out, Sophia will not live a cozy life then. Dad, let's get back first. You can take a good bath, rinsing the jinx from you," said Olivia, who came to support him with a hand. As they were about to get in the car, they heard a clash in front of them. They looked down and found there were some coins on the ground. If they were a bit slower, these coins would smash on them. They raised their heads and saw who was there. Sophia beamed at them and said, "Nathan Riley, Aria Riley, you are finally free." The old Riley said in a vexed tone, "Sophia, you dare to show up here?" Sophia threw a glance at the thing in her hand and said smilingly, "Anyway, I should give you some present to celebrate your release." All of them sensed danger, and Olivia subconsciously asked, "Sophia, what do you want to do? Do you remember you gave me $10 million then? Though I didn't receive it, I felt humiliated all the way. I won't feel better until I take revenge on you. What on earth are you doing?" Sophia gave both Helena and Chloe a bag of coins and said, "Girls, hit them. On my tab. Great. They should not be absent from it." Sophia giggled, "I got 10 million coins. I just exchanged it in a bank. And now, they are yours." Then she grabbed a handful of coins and threw them on the floor, especially on Olivia. Sophia just got very annoyed when she recalled that Olivia threw the notes on her at that time. Helena and Chloe were gratified, too. Although they didn't see how Olivia treated their bosom friend, they still remembered how poor Sophia was when she recuperated on the bed. They couldn't bear it and were determined to avenge Sophia's injury. Chapter 33 Somebody, get Drake over here. The four kept dodging. Amelia shouted angrily, "Sophia, here's the police station. You are." But in fact, the loud voice didn't draw the police's attention at all. 10 million coins was a lot. It took them half an hour to throw all of them out. Then Sophia drove her friends with a satisfactory smile, "Girls, let's have a big meal. My treat." Them three faded away from the sight of the four, despite their dagger-staring eyes. "That's so rude. The old Riley was hit many times. He would have been hurt but for Olivia's protection." When they got home, the old Riley shouted, "Get Drake Riley over here." It seemed that Drake thoroughly frustrated him this time. Olivia thought it was worthy of her suffering today. A private doctor came to examine the old Riley, who was good, while the three others got injured to various extents. "Olivia, you did suffer a lot," the old Riley said in a sad tone. Olivia replied, smiling, "It's okay, Dad. Your safety is most important." When Drake came back, he saw that the doctor was applying unguent for the women. He didn't know what they had done. Then the old Riley began to reprimand him, "Drake Riley, what the hell do you want for our family? Is it because your mom separated you and Sophia, thus you just ignore me and Aria, even take revenge on this family, don't you?" Drake seemed not to be surprised at what he said. He threw a glance at Olivia, who looked as normal as before. She said in a sincere tone, "Drake, you should be to blame for your grandpa's anger." Drake sneered, "This is exactly what you've always wanted." Olivia got stunned. She had heard such words from him many times. What did he mean? Did he know something? The old Riley asked in confusion, "What do you mean, Drake?" Drake resignedly looked at the old man who used to be shrewd in the business world, but now, he was duped by such a woman. Olivia hurried to say, "Drake, the reason why your grandpa got so angry is that we confronted Sophia and her friends when we were ready to go home." Drake frowned. He knew that Sophia would not let go of his grandfather and sister easily, but why did she go to them? "She got 10 million coins and threw them on us. Your grandpa would have been injured if we had not protected him well. And we all got hit by her." Aria gave full vent to her anger, "Drake, she's so annoying. I know how much you liked her before, even now, but you cannot love her anymore. She just comes back to retaliate. And she has asked someone to bully me and grandpa because those people even ignore that we are from the Riley family. She's horrid to death." Drake looked at Olivia. Olivia suddenly felt that she was seen through by Drake. Then she rethought that she had disguised herself for so many years in this family, he had no way to figure it out. The old Riley said angrily, "I hear that you slept all night in Sophia's house. Is it true?" "Yes." Drake didn't conceal the fact. Then a slap suddenly fell on his face. Drake could dodge it, but he didn't. "You badass. Drake, you have seemed to lose your mind since Sophia came back. I am nobody for you, aren't I?" Drake raised his lips and said, "You don't realize your mistake, Grandpa. How dare you? You are on the side of the Riley family or others. If I was forced to part with Sophia due to this family, I wish I was not born here." Olivia felt completely satisfied with such words. Especially after seeing the expression of the old Riley. She knew her long-term scheme was not in vain. You. The old Riley pointed at him shivering, "You do have the cheek to say so for a woman. You fucking bastard." Drake looked straight at the old Riley, giving off a powerful vibe, "Grandpa, I have been doing everything you asked me to do. You can control my career, but not my life. Never. And now if you'll excuse me, I'm leaving for the company." Drake turned and left. The old Riley was so angry that he almost wanted to cudgel him. Olivia patted his back and comforted him duly, "Dad, don't be cross. We can't blame him for that at all. Sophia was his first lover who made his mind change with merely a few words. It's all her fault." The old Riley pondered and thought it made sense. "And I heard that Sophia is the president of the Summer Sky Group now. She just refused to do business with us last time." The old Riley looked at her immediately, "She is the president of the Summer Sky. And refuse our cooperation?" How did Drake deal with it? He told others not to cooperate with the Summer Sky Group. So if she asks for cooperation, she will only negotiate with us. The old Riley would certainly think Drake was right if Drake made that decision for the sake of company's benefits. After all, the Summer Sky Group was a gold mountain that should not be snatched by others. However, Drake did that because of Sophia. How ridiculous. Maybe I should change the successor. Olivia's corner of lips were curved subtly. When Sophia returned to the company, she felt much more cheerful. She wasn't that uncomfortable as she recalled the scene where Olivia threw the money on her face. Chapter 34. Too young to make a difference. Mia saw her and said hastily, "Ms. Lawson, you're finally here. The shareholders are unsatisfied that your decision will harm our company. They need an explanation, though. You are assigned by Master Travis." Sophia smiled again. They couldn't help to tear off their masks at the very beginning, huh? In the meeting room, there were a lot of people awaiting her. When they saw Sophia enter the room, some of them spoke. "Ms. Lawson, before you come here, We have got a big contract with the Riley Group, which is important for us to get into the domestic market. But you just refuse it without explanation. It's out of line. Ms. Lawson, we will keep silent if you make such a decision because of public affairs. But you are on the way around. I think we should tell Master Travis and let him deal with it. Such a situation made Martha put on a faint smile. She just thought about how to take Sophia down, but she didn't expect that Sophia would handicap herself seriously. She was too naive. Mia stood aside feeling anxious while Sophia uttered no words and only listened to them. After a long time, Sophia finally said, "Have you done complaining?" Her questioning stunned them. They had to admit that Sophia gave off such a powerful vibe that they didn't know what to say then. "Now that your din is ended, it's my turn." Sophia could control the situation. "I know you are disapproving of my decision and I owe you an explanation which I'm about to withhold. But I assure you that I will maximize everyone's interest in the next 3 days. If I fail, I will take the loss for all of you and quit my office at the same time. What do you think of this?" It was all in silence. The shareholders just stared at one another. Martha wished they would refuse it. At that moment, Sophia added, "Is 3 days too much?" One of them said, "Deal. I have recorded what you said. If you break your promise, we will report it to Mr. Abbott Lawson." "Great." Sophia stood up, "The meeting is over." As she got out of the room, those shareholders felt a bit in a trance. They didn't know why they were led by a woman. But it was not a big deal to give her 3 days. And Martha also thought that such a girl couldn't make a difference within 3 days unless she asked Drake for help. As Sophia had reached an impasse with the Riley family, she would be turned away though. During these 3 days, Drake didn't get any information about Sophia at all. Didn't this woman intend to ask for his help? He gave Flynn a phone call, "Did Sophia visit you?" "Nope," replied Flynn. When Drake told him about this, Flynn knew that Drake still loved Sophia, though it had been so many years. Now that his buddy required it, he would naturally give him a hand. However, Sophia didn't even show up. And Drake called Bailey and got the same reply, let alone others who would report to him at once if Sophia visited them. Drake's eyebrows were furrowed. He wondered if Sophia did give up the Summer Sky Group. Just then, Paul came in. "Mr. Riley, I hear the latest news that the Summer Sky Group has decided to sell their products independently. And they rapidly promote their products to the shops of each shopping mall. For the Summer Sky Group, which was an alien company with capital, it had to cooperate with other companies if it didn't want to take more risks. Nevertheless, Sophia chose to sell their products themselves. It was not that easy to find proper shops. Everything is done?" asked Drake in a low voice. "Yes. Here are their shops positions of each mall." Paul handed the documents to Drake. It did surprise Drake. He read the documents and found that the positions were excellent. But it also cost a lot. Sophia seemed to be much smarter than he imagined. In the Summer Sky Group. Such news astonished all the shareholders. How could it be impossible? They even didn't know that Sophia chose those shops. Martha spoke uneasily, "Ms. Lawson, we chose to cooperate with the Riley Group because we wanted to take fewer risks and the cost like advertising will be reduced much. But now you choose to sell out products and rent shops independently, it's risky." Each shareholder nodded approval. Sophia curled her lip slightly and said, "I know it. But you should know I didn't get these excellent shops by chance. To be frank, I have decided on choosing the position in Sealand and signed the contracts in advance a year ago. As for the part of self-production, I have found a proper factory and I gave the boss a year to have their staff members trained and to finish the procurement. And they can transmit our products to the shops in time. Moreover, if it makes benefits, your revenues will be risen by 1%, if not, I will take the loss. Any question?" All the people looked at each other but couldn't say a word. Martha looked around anxiously, wishing someone could say something. After a while, there was finally a reply. "Ms. Lawson, I think your plan is considerable." Sophia nodded when the people present kept silent. "Well done. I'm really happy that you make a good choice. So let's start working." Sophia rose to her feet and walked out first. Other shareholders discussed with one another in whispers, "Jesus. Such a young girl can be exceptionally decisive in work. I just thought her occupying the position is all because of Master Travis." Chapter 35. Want to know Drake's reaction? "She just came to Sealand and thought about this a year ago. It's so brilliant." Martha clenched her fists after hearing such words. What was the big deal with Sophia? Sophia just knew the idea from Master Travis that they would enter the domestic market. If she could have learned it earlier, Sophia would not have stolen the limelight from her. The shops of the Summer Sky Group were officially opened in the most obtrusive positions. Sophia also advertised for them and offered unprecedented preference to customers. A lot of women flooded into those shops because they didn't need to buy the Summer Sky Group's cosmetics abroad anymore. People in other cities were jealous of those in Sealand that they wished there would be shops in their cities. Considering it, the Summer Sky Group gave good answers. In the video, Sophia said, "We will set shoppers in first tier and second tier cities as soon as possible and it will be done in 3 months. Also, the third tier and fourth tier cities are involved. And I assure you that you will be able to buy our products in the fifth tier city within a year. Thank you for supporting our cosmetics. Love you." It was the first time that Sophia had shown up in public as the president of the Summer Sky Group. What a beautiful lady. What a good look. What a kind temperament. People not only began to love the products of the Summer Sky Group but also the president. Chloe phoned her and congratulated her, "Sophia, you make a hit all over the country." Sophia said smilingly, "I'm the best advertisement. Holy, you are a profiteer. You just stood there and made such success. It's horrible to be your opponent. I have been waiting for it for so long." At the very beginning, when her father said he wanted to dabble in the domestic market, Sophia considered how to make the brand well known. Now, all was going on as foreseen. If they know it's you who research, develop, and design the cosmetics, they will worship you much more. Not now. It's boring to tell them too much. Chloe whispered, "Someone posted, Drake, do you feel regretful about parting with your excellent ex-girlfriend? Alas, are you curious about his reaction?" Sophia didn't care at all, "Since the day I broke up with him, he means nothing for me. That's okay. Go work hard, my lady. I just need to dress up myself and you provide for me. No problem." They laughed and then ended up the call. Next, it was about selling. They just put the products on the shelves and waited. Mia excitedly ran to Sophia and said, "Ms. Lawson, the products are sold out in 3 minutes. But there are many people waiting in line." Such a situation always happened in foreign countries. It was the first time for domestic products. It was because they had gained brand awareness abroad. Mia felt a bit worried and asked, "What if we run out of stock?" Sophia smiled. "Don't worry, workers of the factory are working around the clock. We won't run out of stock." Though the hunger marketing was not bad, Sophia thought that it would dissatisfy the customers as they just launched domestically for the first day. It might even leave loopholes for people with an ulterior motive to take advantage of. She would not do so. Mia felt relieved. "That will be great." Martha stood outside with her fists clenched. She thought Sophia was smarter than she imagined. It seemed that she had to re-scheme to bring Sophia down. 4 days, the sales constantly reached new highs. But it didn't mean that Sophia had nothing to worry about. She offended the Riley group. Drake might hold back his anger this time, but the old Riley would not. He asked a group of men to kidnap Sophia without others' knowledge. The old Riley stared at Sophia and said, "I used to think you're merely a pushover. Sophia, you're really out of my expectation." Sophia looked at him with no fear. "Nathan Riley, you use such an indecent way because you can't beat me, don't you?"
"Indecent?"
The old Riley sneered, "Young girl, you are too naive. In my days, kidnapping did bring a lot of interest."
"Oh?
You have done it many times since you seem so slick." The old Riley didn't want to chat with her. "Sophia, get your ass back to Pinkerton." He wouldn't force her before, but he got a sense of crisis from her.
"Why?
You have no right to ask me to leave." The old Riley squinted at her, "If you don't, I got a myriad of ways to make you regretful." Sophia curled her lips, "Well. But you'd better think it twice." However, he would never let such a girl lead him around by the nose at such an age. "Sophia, you don't marry Travis Lawson, do you? If you get raped, let's see whether he will marry you or not." Sophia squinted at him and thought him a badass who harbored such an idea.
"Guys.
Some bruisers came here." The old Riley ordered, "Do what you will with the lady."
"Hooray."
The men looked at Sophia, who was delicate and beautiful. They never expected that they could have such a chance. Chapter 36 Sophia imprisoned Nathan Riley. A sneer came over Sophia's face. The old Riley had done such a thing before. She could have been raped but for her fleeing. And now, he was still heinous. Seemingly, he felt uneasy if he didn't ruin her. "Nathan Riley, because you're heartless, don't blame me for my mercilessness," said Sophia. The rope which tied her hands together suddenly fell. Before the men took action, they were hit to the ground. The old Riley was surprised and moved a few steps backward subconsciously. Sophia dusted herself off, walking towards him. "Do you think I'm still the dead meat like before? I never forget what you did to me. And I exerted myself to practice these 2 years. You will be bound to attack me again when I return the Sealand.
I know it.
So, everything I prepare today is for you." The old Riley kept stepping back from her.
"What?
What are you doing?" Sophia showed him a faint smile. "What if you just vanish? How will the Riley family face it?"
"Sophia, what do you want?"
In the next moment, Sophia knocked him out with her hand. After 20 minutes, Sophia finished binding the old Riley up in the next room and left. As the old Riley woke up and looked around, he found the space was a bit strange for him. He tried to move but failed, neither could he speak due to something in his mouth, let alone ask for help.
Screech.
The door was opened, it was Sophia. He tried speaking. Sophia went to him and took the stuff off his mouth.
"Sophia, you embar me."
"Yes, I do."
"So what?"
said Sophia with an arrogant expression. "You are breaking the law. I'm gonna suit you." Sophia couldn't hold her laughter anymore. She said, "You age, Mr. Riley. How can you get out of here? Can you sue me, S?" The old Riley felt nothing but hatred for her. He was beaten by this girl for times.
"Drake will find me.
You're dead." Sophia ridiculed, "You have been disappointed in him, haven't you? Why should he look for you? And he can naturally hold sway over the Riley family. It's good for him." The old Riley seemed to understand something and said, "So you are helping him."
"Foolish."
Sophia was unwilling to talk to him. He was as stupid as he should be at his age. She put the dishes in front of him, "Try to eat.
Don't worry, I will offer you food these days. And the washroom is there.
I got something to do, see you next time." Regardless of the snarl of the old Riley, Sophia just left without a response. Scarcely had the old Riley disappeared in the evening when Olivia began to feel anxious. But in fact, no one could be happier than her if the old man never came back. It would save her a lot of trouble. However, she was afraid that he would be back soon.
Arya had no choice but phoned Drake, telling him about the missing of the old Riley. Although Drake quarreled with the old Riley, he still hurried back because the lost man was his grandfather. "When did you find him missing?"
"It's..."
Olivia didn't know how to make it clear. Arya said excitedly, "It's Sophia."
"Definitely."
Drake looked at her and asked, "Why are you sure about it that much?" Olivia said, feigning sadness, "It's all my fault. After Dad knew Sophia refused to cooperate with us, he wanted to teach her a lesson. But I failed to stop him."
"But Arya just said, Sophia is a fool. Does she think she can take hold in the Sealand without the help of the Riley group?"
"No way." Drake squinted at her and asked, "So you mean that Grandpa disappeared after he went to Sophia?"
Arya insisted again, "It must be Sophia. You should punish her after finding Grandpa.
Don't soften. She just wants to get us into trouble."
"Arya. You used to be friendly. Since when did you treat her like this? Do you forget what she did for you?"
Arya murmured in a guilty tone, "It was none of my business."
"She insisted on doing so. What's more, I heard that she stayed with you for the sake of money. Why should I be nice to her?"
Drake sneered, "But she didn't take a penny from me."
Arya wanted to refute but failed.
"Arya, I will talk to you about Sophia one day. But before I find Grandpa, you are safe."
Arya looked at him in fearful silence. As Drake was about to leave, he cast a glance at Olivia without saying a word. But Olivia felt strange for his glance without reason. After taking the bath, Sophia walked out of the bathroom with only a towel wrapped around her. She rubbed her hair with another towel and looked for the hair dryer. Then she noticed that there was a man on the sofa from the corner of her eyes. It scared her. Not until she saw who he was did she sigh with relief. She said with an angry look, "Who let you in here, Drake?" She had changed the lock. How could he get in?
"My grandpa met you before, didn't he?"
Sophia sneered.
"As expected, you are here for the old Riley. You do meet him?"
"Yes, I do."
"So what?"
Sophia found the hairdryer and picked it up in her hands. Before she turned it on, Drake just snatched it.
"What are you doing?
Let me dry your hair."
"No way."
Sophia wanted to get it back, but Drake looked sullen.
"Then I give up drying."
Sophia intended to leave. In the next moment, Drake took her in his arms. They looked at one another. Sophia's heart started to thud. She glared at him.
"What on earth do you want?"
"Dry your hair," replied Drake.
Chapter 37 Drake, if you do not leave.
He turned her around and began to dry her hair. Sophia's heart skipped a beat, but she told herself that a woman of her age should not be bothered by his little act of friendliness.
"I know what you are up to. You want to know where your grandpa is, aren't you?"
"No, I already know that he's in your hands." Sophia was afraid that he might do something to hurt her while he was drying her hair. But to her surprise, he said, "He's a silly old fool, unable to tell the good ones from the bad ones, so I've decided to let you teach him some lessons." It was a total shock for Sophia. "Plus, considering what he has done to you, he deserves it." Sophia had no idea what was going on in his mind, so she turned around and looked at him. He was still drying her hair, gently, like it was something he had done thousands of times.
"I know you want nothing more than punishing him a bit. You don't mean to hurt him. And I know what he has done to you, and based on my understanding of my grandpa, he must have hurt you, a lot. You have every reason to do so.
I'm not calling the police or try to find him. Just keep him alive." Sophia was even more confused. As her hair was almost dried, he put the dryer down and bent before her. His gaze traveled from her face to her beautiful neck, collarbone and... Sophia soon covered her breast, her eyes widening.
"You rascal."
Drake, however, smiled as if he had heard a joke.
I haven't done anything to you that would be deemed lack of respect. Why are you calling me a rascal? Are you expecting anything?
Sophia knew how fatally attractive he could be. That was the reason she fell for him back then.
This is my house.
Please.
It seems you are in a better shape comparing with 3 years ago.
Did you do that for me?
Shit. What nonsense did he talk about?
Drake, if you don't leave, you are going to call the police.
He smiled, as if saying, I know whatever you are going to say.
He reached out his hand to touch her cheek. I like pinch it the most.
It's so soft and chubby.
So, he pinched her, again.
Sophia felt an urge to bite him.
He smiled suddenly.
You didn't know what to do when I pinched you before.
Now, you still don't know what to do.
I thought you were much tougher, but you are still the timid little girl when facing me.
He'd barely finished his sentence when Sophia bit him.
Ouch.
Drake felt the pain. It was his flawless, chiseled jaw that she was biting.
He loosened his hand and pointed to his lips. You should bite this part if you are angry.
She would be a total idiot if she believed him.
After a long while, she said with a stern look, your grandpa is in the next room, take him away.
I said I'm not going to take him away.
He was going to take his grandpa away?
So he could have an excuse to come to her from time to time.
If changing the lock was not enough to stop him, what else could she do?
Drake.
She clenched her teeth.
But he grasped her jaw and said temptingly, I prefer to be called honey.
Sophia looked at him with a complicated expression.
She was not going to address him like that anymore.
Take him away and leave me alone.
But Drake just stared at her with a meaningful smile. You are going to give in so easily?
If Grandpa leaves with me, he might do something to get back at you in a fit.
Sophia smiled satirically, I can abduct him here once, so I can do it again.
If he doesn't believe me, he's welcome to have a try.
Drake looked at her, trying to see through her.
He could feel that Sophia had changed a lot.
After a long while, he said, all right.
Since you have put the word, it would be my bad not to take him away.
Sophia was speechless.
She just wanted him to stay away from her.
In fact, Drake knew what she meant.
But it certainly appeared to be hilarious for him.
If he wanted to move in, he didn't need any reason.
When Nathan Riley was brought out, he didn't look good, especially when he caught sight of Sophia.
Drake, get her out of Sealand.
Sophia looked at him with contempt, why are you in such a rush to drive me out?
Are you scared?
Scared of you?
Hilarious.
The old Riley could not wait to tear her into pieces.
He had never been so humiliated before he met Sophia.
Even when he had irritated a bunch of people in the business circle, no one had ever succeeded to embarrass him like this.
Thinking of how hard he tried to pee, he was even more vexed.
If you are not scared of me, why are you trying to get rid of me?
Are you worrying about your grandson's continual obsession over me?
Or are you afraid that your company would be overshadowed by mine?
She was like a red rose, fragrant, tempting, but thorny.
Whoever dared to come close would be stung.
The old Riley wanted to say more but was stopped by Drake, enough.
We should leave now, Grandpa.
Drake simply dragged the old Riley away, though the latter was still staring at her, trying to spit more words out.
The elevator came.
They went in and disappeared before Sophia's eyes.
Sophia turned around and went back to her room.
The old Riley's anger was still burning when they were out.
Drake, you must know that whether she's still a virgin or not, she's with Travis Lawson.
And that's not going to change even though they don't end up in marriage.
We cannot have someone like her be the mistress of the Riley family, do you understand?
It's enough, Grandpa.
Just go home and have some rest.
Don't overthink.
It seems you completely ignored what I've told you.
Have you forgotten what you've done for her?
Do you think she deserves that?
Grandpa. Drake had little intention to continue the subject. And it was lucky that the old Riley did not insist on that.
Chapter 38 Another wave of explosive news. Olivia, who thought it would still be a few days before the old Riley came home, was utterly shocked when she saw him coming back.
The old Riley gave her a glance, "It seems you do not welcome me back."
It was not until then that the old Riley found Olivia's expression a bit odd. But Olivia soon brightened up, "I'm certainly glad that you are back. Where have you been?"
"Father, I'm so worried about you."
The old Riley did not doubt her.
"Don't mention it. Who else could it be except
Grandpa?"
Drake reminded him in time.
The old Riley was scared by Drake's sudden warning tone. He always knew that his grandson was a little intimidating, but it never occurred to him that he would be the one being intimidated. But anyway, those things were indeed embarrassing. It would be better not let anyone else know.
Never mind, it was nothing.
Thank God we have Drake. Without him, I would not have come back so soon.
A sense of hatred flashed across Olivia's eyes.
Finally, the old Riley was disappointed with Drake. How come he accepted Drake again?
Drake glanced over.
Why is she here?
I've made it clear that she's not allowed to show up in this house, haven't I?
Just now, Emilia wanted to come close, but she dared not.
She thought she was ignored, which was nothing for her, but Drake noticed her after all.
Grandpa, I...
Emilia failed to express her thoughts at that moment. It was Olivia who helped her comfort the old Riley.
Emilia came to me the moment she heard you're missing.
She cried so hard, worrying if something bad happened to you.
Now she heard that you are back.
She only wanted to check if that's real.
She meant nothing else.
Now that you are fine, she's leaving.
Emilia nodded, "Now that I have confirmed that you are fine, Grandpa, I'm leaving now."
The old Riley shot a glance at her, thinking that she was really a good girl. If she hadn't done those things, she could really be the future Mrs. Riley.
"Stop crying. Grandpa's not dead yet.
Are you trying to curse him or what?"
Drake commented mercilessly.
Emilia was too shocked to answer him.
"No, she's not.
Father, you know Emilia would never do that.
She's just too worried about you."
Though Olivia tried to defend Emilia, the old Riley was indeed influenced. He didn't want to compare Emilia with Sophia, but to be frank, Sophia was indeed more competent, and when it came to the future Mrs. Riley, it must be someone bold enough to deal with all kinds of situations.
Since the old Riley was still in charge, it would be unwise for Olivia to infuriate him, so she simply led Emilia out.
When no one was watching them, she said to Emilia, "Don't be panic. We still have chances to turn the tables.
Mr. Riley was susceptible. I believe he will trust you one day if we work on that.
But my illness.
Calm down. Tomorrow we will go to the hospital.
With my wealth, your illness won't be a problem."
Emilia nodded with her heart contented.
The next day, Sophia's phone rang as she got up.
It was from Helena.
She lifted her eyebrows.
"What's up?
You never call me this early in the morning.
I'm in the hospital now."
Sophia grew nervous. "Are you all right?"
"I'm fine. It's just routine examination from my company. But guess who I met in here?"
Sophia cracked a smile. "Stop bantering me. Just tell me who you met.
You know I can never guess right."
Emilia and Olivia. Bumping into them was not something new, and certainly not something worth a phone call. Thus, Sophia guessed Helena found something shocking.
"Did you find anything?"
"It's much easier to talk with the smart ones.
I took a video which I believe would be of great help for you."
Soon Sophia received it.
She watched it while having her morning skincare routine. Actually, she was thinking about how to get back at Emilia when this sudden present came to her. It would be such a pity not to take advantage of it.
Before long,
a video went viral on the internet. There were two people in it. One person was put a black bar over and her voice changed, but the other one could be clearly seen. Their dialogue went on like this. "Don't worry, I promise you will be pregnant, even if that means we need to see every doctor. But I have been diagnosed by many doctors, none of them could help me. Am I helpless? No, trust me. You will have a baby and you will marry Drake. What if I cannot have a baby? With nowadays technology, even if you can't, you can still pretend and steal one. Will that be too risky? What if Drake finds out? Don't you want to marry him? I do. Then do as I say." Then it was their appointed time to see the doctor, so they left. A heated discussion was raised on the internet. After all, the last time Emilia went back to the Riley Manor, she was disclosed to be a slutty woman. It was reasonable that she was not able to have a baby. Wasn't it a shame for a woman like her to dream about marrying Mr. Drake Riley? And who was the blurred person? Why was he or she helping Emilia and even proposing ideas like pretending to be pregnant? What happened within wealthy family was so scary. People of the Summer Sky Group did not pay much attention to that. What attracted those shareholders more was that recently, they earned more money. Though they did not agree with Sophia to do such risky things in the first place, what she did not cooperating with other companies to cut down expenses really brought in huge profits. For those shareholders, they would believe in whoever that could make them rich. Each of them put on a smiley face when they met Sophia. "Ms. Lawson is indeed young and competent. Isn't she? No wonder Mr. Lawson recommended her. Ms. Lawson, you have all our trust. Don't let us down." Sophia was quite aware that they were only pretending to compliment her, but that didn't matter. People faked and lied when they were in business. "I won't, everyone. I will try my best to guarantee your interest. That's a huge relief for us." Martha was certainly not satisfied with what was going on, but Sophia was unstoppable. She had no other choices but to watch everyone admire her. Chapter 39 I will let her eat her own bitter fruit. But then she thought again, so what? Things could happen toward a totally different direction in business. Just because you succeed this time doesn't mean you will succeed the next time. The moment Sophia returned to her office, Chloe rushed in. "Good job, Sophia, no wonder you haven't taken any move after you have found out that Emilia was related to two car incidents. Now she completely doesn't stand a chance to marry Drake Riley anymore." Sophia smiled, "Drake won't marry her even if I didn't do it. The reason why I did it is because I want the old Riley to completely lose hope in her. She deserves that, but it's not enough. Do you get anything else on her, Sophia? We can disclose more information about her to crush her. That won't do. It won't be fun if she leaves the game like that. Sometimes, a slow death would be more satisfying." Chloe nodded, "You're right. Come, let's celebrate your triumph. My treat. One has no reason to give up a good meal, especially when you don't have to pay for it." Sophia dropped her work and went to the diner with Chloe. They were seated near the window, ordered the dishes, and began chatting with each other, completely oblivious of the threatening signal coming from another end of the diner. Maybe due to some strange feelings, Sophia looked over and caught sight of Emilia. Chloe followed her attention and saw Emilia as well. "You know what? I think she's quite brave, still able to go out after that breaking news." Sophia let out a faint smile, "There's a whole lot things we don't know about. Don't give a shit about her." Chloe couldn't care less about her. The restaurant that Chloe discovered was really fantastic. When Chloe needed to go to the ladies' room, Sophia proposed to go with her. "Are you worried that Emilia's going to do something to me? Chill out. If she dares to come close, I will let her know what pain is." Chloe had always been like this. Sophia gave it a second thought. True, when faced with Chloe, Emilia wouldn't stand a chance to win.
there was nothing that she should be worried about. The minute Chloe left, Emilia went straight over and sat in front of Sophia.
Right, another reason why Sophia did not accompany Chloe was that Emilia would not aim at Chloe. Anyone who knew Chloe's family background would not dare to become her enemy.
You'd better find another seat, Emilia. My friend doesn't have a good temper.
She doesn't want her seat get tainted, otherwise she might slap you in the face.
Emilia fixated on Sophia.
Right, she was the dirty one, while Sophia was the purest girl in the world.
You think you're going to remain untainted your whole life?
Sophia raised her glass.
Though she was only drinking juice, she drank it in such an elegant manner that people would believe she was drinking wine.
A charming smile appeared on her face. If I remain untainted my whole life, I'm afraid you'll be jealous to death.
She shifted her attention to the glass.
Each of her change of movement was lethally attractive.
I'm not like some women who had sex with so many men but still wished to marry Drake.
I'm afraid you are one of those people craving for something they are not worthy of.
Don't you think so?
Having been insulted like that, Emilia insanely kept calm.
Just because I cannot marry Drake doesn't mean you can, Sophia.
The old Riley hates you more than me.
That's ridiculous.
Sophia smiled fearlessly, not all women share the same idea with you and want to marry Drake.
Don't you?
You did all those things to get him back, didn't you?
Sophia put the glass down and looked directly into her eyes.
I always know you are stupid, Emilia, but it never occurred to me that you could be so stupid.
If I really want to get him back, why would I ever do that?
Emilia narrowed her eyes.
What Sophia said was true.
It was impossible that she could treat the old Riley like that to win Drake's heart back.
That could only mean she did not love Drake at all.
What she wanted was revenge.
Don't you think I would tell Drake?
Sophia answered as if she did not care at all, I don't think that would be necessary.
He's not as dumb as you to realize what I am doing.
Emilia clenched her teeth.
She used to be on her high horse when faced with Sophia, but now, everything changed to a different direction.
Sophia stood up and bent over, her red lips coming close to Emilia's ears.
Depriving you of the opportunity to marry Drake is only a start.
My being hit by a car was not something that could easily be smoothed over.
Wait for it, Emilia.
You.
The minute Emilia stretched out her hands, Sophia was grappled to the ground.
Just then, Chloe went out from the ladies' room and watched her fall.
Sophia, what happened?
She quickly turned to Emilia and shouted,
Emilia, what's wrong with you?
It's you who did the bad things.
How dare you come after Sophia?
What has she done to you?
Is it because Drake Riley likes her over you and you are jealous of her?
Sophia held her hands and comforted softly,
enough, Chloe.
It's not enough.
The two girls cooperated with each other perfectly,
she should be clear of what stuff she has done.
It was her.
Stop, Chloe.
Sophia again tried to stop her.
Sometimes a few words were enough to make things clear.
The Lane family's daughter is awful, isn't she?
She alone plans so many things.
Even we normal people dare not to marry her, let alone Drake Riley.
Exactly, she really pulled out all her strength to marry Drake Riley.
Now she's bullying Drake's first lover.
God, she has no idea what kind of people she is.
If I'm Drake Riley, I would give a damn about her either.
Look at her, she really makes me sick.
Emilia could do nothing but stood there.
She did nothing to Sophia, but her acting succeeded in making her a joke in front of everyone.
Sophia, when did you become so smart?
When Olivia came to them, she was totally confused about why Sophia was on the ground.
Emilia, what happened?
Emilia, however, knew there was nothing she could do to explain what really happened.
Even if Olivia believed her, the onlookers would still took Sophia's side.
Nothing, Aunt Olivia, we should go.
But Chloe stopped them,
you want to go?
Your family doesn't teach how to apologize or what?
Chapter 40 Bard,
You get off of me. Before Sophia could speak a word, Chloe continued, Right, I almost forgot. It has only been 6 or 7 years since you were back to the Lane family. It's not like you were born and raised there, so I guess it's quite natural you are ill-bred. Amelia was pissed off, but Olivia simply dragged her to her back, Miss Thomas, you are one of the Pinkerton Thomas family, I know I can't afford to offend you, but there's certain things I think you must know. Miss Thomas, you are young, kind-hearted, and innocent, those qualities are not often seen in young women these days, don't let others take advantage of them. She intended to compliment Chloe, but somehow her words got twisted when they came to Chloe's ears. What do you mean? Innocent. Are you calling me dumb? It's my own business to befriend with whoever I want. And you are not leaving here without apologizing. Olivia understood that Amelia was not supposed to apologize. After all, she did not do anything wrong. But if Chloe insisted, her being one of the Thomas family would leave her no other choices. Amelia, apologize. Amelia shut her mouth up but Olivia kept staring at her, putting pressure on her. She moved to Sophia with her head down and said in a lowered voice, I'm sorry. But Chloe would not let her escape like that, I cannot hear you. I'm sorry, she bit her lip and said louder. Still I cannot hear you. Chloe acted as bossy as possible. I'm sorry. This time, Amelia shouted out. Chloe pulled Sophia up and asked, What do you think? Sophia looked at her. It's all right, Chloe. I'm not hurt. It was just a push. She tried to act as innocent as possible. Amelia could really kill someone, but with so many people watching, she could do nothing except hold her anger. Olivia gave Sophia a glance and said to Amelia, Let's go. As Sophia and Chloe watched them leave, a faint smile appeared on their face. When they were having lunch, someone recorded the whole thing and posted it on the internet. Suddenly, Amelia became the target of all the comments. Amelia is definitely trying to revenge. She thought Sophia did it so she shoved her. Poor Sophia. Sophia is working now. She can't have time to plot all those things. Amelia must have offended someone else, so she's trying to put all the blame on Sophia. Amelia is gross. Wish she's dead now. Chloe laughed while reading all the comments, she even forwarded the funny ones to Sophia. But Sophia was not in the mood to read them. She knew Amelia would not take it so peacefully and Amelia was definitely going to fight back. But no matter what it would be, she would not be afraid. Sophia went back to her office in the afternoon. Then, her phone rang, it was from Bart. My dearest sister, when are you going to pick up your brother? I've been waiting for you, he said pitifully. Sophia straightened up due to shock, Bart. You are here? Why didn't you tell me before you came? I wanted to give you a surprise. But now I cannot find your company. Sophia was lost for words. At first, the Lawson family did not expect to raise Sophia into an elite or something. She seemed nothing special except having a talent in school stuff. Bart thought naively that Sophia was just like him, a total waste in the Lawson family. But it never occurred to him that Sophia would change one day, leaving him all alone. Where are you now? Sophia was worried. Bart had trouble finding the right path. It was highly likely that he would get lost. She grabbed her coat and went out. I'm at it. Sophia could even imagine his confused face. Just name a landmark. Bart again said pitifully, Sophia, am I not smart enough? Shut up. Sophia had gone out. And when people saw her striding out, they had no idea what had happened. After Bart named a place, Sophia commanded, Stay where you are. I'm not going to be a happy girl if I know you run away. His sister sounded horrible. It must have something to do with the man called Drake Riley. He was going to give him a hard time when he met him. Sophia went out and drove over,
but she didn't see anyone when she arrived at the airport. It was Bard's typical style. It was not the first time that Bard had done something like this. She didn't even try to find him. She simply stood there and took out her phone. It seemed like she was phoning Bard, but actually she was not. Bard, who was watching in the distance, was waiting for Sophia's call, but his phone just wouldn't ring. On the other side, another bunch of people caught sight of Sophia. "Mr. Riley, isn't that Miss Lawson?" Drake noticed her long time ago, his attention fixed on her. She was standing in the middle, wearing a black dress with her phone in hand. It was not like she was waiting for someone. Instead, she was rather relaxed, as if she was at home. But the next minute, someone rushed to her. "Sophia, I miss you so much." In the blink of an eye, the guy went over and hugged her tightly. He even kissed her on the cheek. Paul dared not to watch it. He covered his eyes unwittingly, so that his boss would find it inappropriate to be mad at him. He peeped at Drake's face through his fingers. Just like he had imagined, Drake's face darkened. Sophia, having no idea how to tell Bard not to do so, was trying to get him off. "Bard, get off of me, you are too heavy." Bard, however, looked at her with his doggy, innocent eyes. "Am I too annoying?" "Yes, you are." It had only been a few days since they separated, and he had gained so much weight. "Oh no. I'm too annoying." He started weeping as if no one was around. Feeling ashamed, Sophia reached out her hand and patted on his head. "Stop it." Bard had always listened to his little sister. He stopped immediately in case Sophia became angry. "Let's go home." There was no way that Sophia would let herself become the center of attention due to her brother. But she merely walked a few steps before she bumped into someone. She looked up. It was Drake. Bard recognized him the minute he saw him. It was this guy who turned his cute little sister into a tough woman. He stepped forward and protected Sophia, "Drake Riley."